Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast. Read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Art Nouveau fountain reopens in West Newton by Laura Foote. Neighbors and friends gathered under umbrellas on Saturday, May 30th to celebrate the reopening of a fountain on West Newton Hill following 8 months of repairs. The bronze sculpture, titled Child with Calla Lily Leaves, was first installed on the small traffic island at the corner of Chestnut and Highland Streets in 1903. The fountain was created by pioneering 19th-century artist Anne Whitney, best known for her monumental statues of Founding Father Samuel Adams outside Faneuil Hall and anti-slavery Senator Charles Sumner in Harvard Square. Near the end of her career, Whitney created this more delicate work for the Chicago World's Columbian Exposition in 1893. The fountain was then erected in West Newton to honor the life of Anne Whitney's friend, Catherine Porter Lambert. The Lamberts resided nearby at 128 Chestnut Street, built in 1854, a City of Newton local landmark, and shared Whitney's commitment to the abolition movement and social justice. At the rededication ceremony on May 30th, Newton's Arts and Culture Director Merrill Kessler highlighted the value of public art and the role of ongoing collaborations between the community and the city. In 1995, a neighborhood group, the Friends of the Fountain, had mobilized to rescue the broken statue from a city storage warehouse. In 2025, neighbors again raised funds for restoration of the statue, carried out by Boccaccio Sculpture Services. Volunteers from Newton Garden Buds revitalized the landscaping. Derek Mannion and Rob McClary from the city's Parks and Recreation team devised a water-efficient pump solution. A high school senior, Naya Yu, designed a scavenger hunt quest for families. The new interpretive sign on the island includes a QR code leading to an information page on Historic Newton's website. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.